Now it's time for the
2
Up on the Upswing.
First up, we all need our morning coffee, so new coffee for you. I've heard about this project, I heard about it about 3 years ago, so I'm really happy to see that it's becoming a reality and work has begun. Idle Coffee Roasters, it's IDYLL. Idle Coffee Roasters has started to take shape along West North Avenue in Wauwatosa with a name to open in June of 2025. The owners and married couples are Karen Kurgan and Peter Sonnell and Amy Tamburino, who is, stay with me here. Amy is Peter's sister, and then Amy's husband, David Tamburino, all shared plans with the village of Tosa in the spring of 2023 to buy vacant building on 63rd and North Avenue, and they've been working on that build out for a while. It's sat there vacant since 2014. They have plans to build an 8,500 square foot project with 150 seats, including a cafe, a roastery, and wholesale production. Karen worked for Altera, which became Colectivo for years, has 20 years of experience in the coffee business. Always a dream for them to build and create their own coffee shop, coming to 63rd and North Avenue in, we're kind of right there on the border of Milwaukee and Wauwatosa. Always love to see entrepreneurs following their vision and making things happen. Definitely a project to keep your eye on. Next up, it is Bucks tip-off week. So it makes you think, how can we upgrade Fiserv Forum? I saw this morning on X from Joe Pompliano. If you watch the Bucks game, after the Bucks game last night, the Clippers debuted their $2 billion arena and hosted their first game. They lost in overtime by 3 to the Phoenix Suns. But the Intuit Dome has instantly become one of the world's most technology advanced arenas. Owner Steve Ballmer has spared no expenses when it came to fans. Just let me give you a little rundown of what this new stadium has. They signed a 23-year, $500 million naming rights deal with Intuit before the arena even opened. The arena has 1,160 toilets. That's 3 times more than the average NBA arena, and it means there's one toilet for every 15 seats. How'd you make that? That's pretty advanced.
Boy, I like that.
Good odds.
All concession stands have the same menu to minimize decision making.
Ew.
And they have the contactless grab and go via Amazon that Fiserv has for certain places, but they've kind of crystallized that menu and made it easier for fans to grab and go. I'm not quite like sure that. About that, but some of the upscale items may be missing, but I'm sure they're available in other parts of the arena. They also spent millions of dollars to upgrade the city's traffic control systems to make sure it's easy in, easy out. The arena has already secured several big events, the 2026 NBA All-Star Game and the 28 LA Olympics, which basketball will be played there. And they took took this page from the Bucks and the old Squad 6. Right behind one of the hoops, the Clippers built out this student section style seating on one end of the floor. It has 51 rows of uninterrupted seating from floor to ceiling, and it's called the Wall. And you're not allowed to sit there if you're a fan of the opposing team. Mm-hmm. So, a pretty cool college-type atmosphere in this arena that is all about technology and all about creating home court advantage. But they lost their first home game there.
Bucks won.
And the Bucks won. So, I like to see what's happening in arenas around the area because everyone's going to follow, right? Mm-hmm. Also, at this new arena, all the seats are heated. They have USB ports to charge phones.
Wait,
and they have massage seating. Settings.
What the heck?
Yes. So it is super high end no matter where you are in the arena.
Wow.